Hello and welcome to the T3 Podcast Awards Special. Yes, the gongs have been handed out. The champagne's been drunk. We'll be sweeping the night's vomit from the floor and seeing what we find. Also coming up this week. Oh, it's a dirty job, but someone's got to do it. Stephen Fry tells us exactly why we got the iPad all wrong. Skype and Facebook, get it on. Skybook, or maybe Facebook. PlayStation Move is shifting units, but don't worry, Microsoft. Pre-orders of Kinect are already selling out. Greater Manchester Police hit Twitter with every 999 call they get. And there's a new Mac on the way, people. It's lovely. It's black, and M&S have it in my size. Joining me on this tech foray, it's the lovely Ree Morgan, the diminutive Luke Peters, and that tower of a man. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Hello.
Everyone recovered from a Monday night?
Yeah.
Just. I've been getting less drunk every night.
Progressively.
Kind of, just to tail it off. Last night I just had dinner in a pub, so I didn't really have very much to drink, but I just had the smell.
I see. Well, Luke and Ree, you sort of had official roles on the night, so did that spare you from much of the drunken excesses?
Yeah, I didn't. I made a glass of champagne last 3 hours at the start of the evening, just because I felt so sick. But it was a really good night.
It was really, really good.
Night. We'll step up from last
really
year.
Really impressive.
500 people, lots of special faces.
Yeah.
Lots of
special faces.
There's lots of special faces staring at me when I was up on stage. Yeah,
you don't know where to look in those cases, do you?
Having an awards ceremony on a Monday is not...
Yeah. Whose idea was that?
Conducive to getting stuff
well
done for us.
Monday,
there were like 300 people.
Oh, yeah. There was
there
no problem in terms of the Atmos. It was more the rest of the week that was the problem.
Okay. Well, Duncan, yes, a boozy week, no doubt. What were you left grumbling about when your head had finally cleared?
Well, nothing, because I was cheered up by this. I got sent this. This is the most cretinous press release I've ever been sent, which is saying something, as you can imagine. It's okay, get a load of this, right?
Cool.
Just think of the ocean or a lavender field. It will immediately make you feel better, filling you with a sense of well-being and happiness.
Yes.
This is the power of colours.
What?
And then it goes on, as sweet as candy, as scented as a field of lavender, as brisk as lime juice.
Brisk?
What?
I don't understand that one at all. Or fresh as the ocean. Aspire One Happy comes in four delightful colours. So basically it's a range of cheap laptops that are coloured pink, purple, green and blue.
Right.
But they've made it, apparently those are four hip colours, because they aren't pink, purple, green and blue. They're candy pink, lavender purple, as you may have gathered from the constant reference to lavender, lime green and Hawaii blue. I suppose that's like the ocean.
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Was that translated, do you think? Or did it come from...
Yeah, it might have been it was originally in Spanish, and they put it from those Spanish to English translators, and then maybe back again, and then back again, and you ended up with... And it's, yeah, add a touch of femininity and playfulness to your life with the candy pink version. Or show off your refinement, elegance, and uniqueness with the lavender version.
Uniqueness?
Well, you're going to need to buy all four, really.
Or feel brisk,
depending on what mood you're in.
Yeah, no, the lime green one is obviously meant to make you work harder, because it just says, type away on the lime green one.
What, it's got a keyboard? Wow.
Type away on the lime green one, brimming with life and energy, just like you.
They really don't know us, do they?
And when I read this on Wednesday, having just got out of bed from Monday night, I wasn't particularly brimming with energy.
Thank you, Aspire. That's,
and the headline.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, and the headline is, want a happy one.
What?
The last time I was asked that was in a massage parlour.
That's terrible. Want a... What? Who? Who was it from?
Acer.
Name them.
Acer. Mm. They're aspiring to get...
And the laptop is called the Acer Aspire One Happy.
There we go.
I feel sick.
I'll have a happy one. Anyway, on to our top story.
That'll be $10 extra.
And it is the winners and losers at the T3 Awards, yes. Mm. What a night it was. Winners, losers, champagne and broken dreams. Our very own Ree Morgan.
That makes it sound awful.
Much better than that. Was manning the microphone. Here's how it went down.
We were wrong. In
T-2 hours, the tech glitterati will be descending on us here at Old Billingsgate in London for the annual T3 Awards, and this year is bigger than ever.
Q
Kieran, your TT.com editor. How are you feeling about tonight, the big night?
I'm really excited about tonight. There are more people inside than ever. We've had more votes than ever for this year, and there's going to be some shocks, I guarantee. Oh, so sad.
We're showing you what we're made of. Now, the other half of your dress this evening, what happened to that? Should we pan back and see?
I think you lost it.
Because... That's not
it was here. It was here. Dress.
Now, what you can't appreciate, the viewers of T3 Online, is when she walks, you can see her pants.
Well, I thought Jimmy Carr gave us more crap than that, but
he's actually scared. I think he was scared.
We intimidated Jimmy Carr.
You've won a Music Gadget of the Year, has it?
No, it's awesome. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, this is like one of the most incredible things that's ever happened to Cambridge Audio. It's phenomenal.
Claire, Panasonic have just won TV of the Year. It's a big one. How does it feel?
Yeah, it's great. It's really fantastic. We're really pleased. You know, Panasonic really leading the way with 3D at the moment, so it's great to be recognised by like T3 and the readers.
It's been a great, great night. It's, you know, our biggest Gadget Awards ever. 750,000 reader votes. It's now officially the biggest Gadget Awards in the world.
It's the end of the night here at the T3 Gadget Awards 2010. There's been some winners and some losers, but it's been a great tech Oscars. We can do it again. What song was that, Dan?
Memories of Award Night. That was Solaire with their song Winners, you see.
From the royalty-free collection, presumably, that one, was it?
Thank you, Solaire.
Exactly. And thank you, too, to the T3 Awards sponsors, Qualcomm, Samsung and Orange. Lovely chaps.
Yep, thanks for the cash. See you next year.
It was a good night, yeah. I enjoyed it.
You had a late one again, didn't you?
Yeah. No, working late I was, yeah, to midnight.
I know. Mind you, that's earlier than last year. So for those who weren't working, which means Duncan, a good awards night?
Yeah, it was all right. I never really... I'm not the biggest fan of awards ceremonies anyway. And obviously I knew... The problem with going to your own awards ceremonies, you already know who's won all the awards.
You were one of the sworn...
It removes a slight element of the... You know, the mystery and excitement. But yeah, no, it was great.
Any story?
I just got very drunk indeed.
Any stories to tell?
Well, I was speaking to a woman from Jaguar, and I think she found me quite annoying. So I apologise for that, whoever you were. No, it was just good. Colleagues, friends. Friends I hadn't met before. Lots and lots of red wine. And
food actually wasn't too bad this year.
And the awards didn't feel like it went on too long or anything. Even despite knowing who all the winners were, it wasn't like, when's it going to end?
But Jimmy Carr was good. Jimmy Carr was good. He was very professional.
He was all right. He was like a sort of late replacement.
How did Jimmy Carr describe you, Luke?
He said, as I walked up to the stage, welcome the boy who looks like he's won a competition to be the editor of T3.
Head boy.
The head boy. Yeah, not just any boy.
The head boy. Yeah. So yeah, but that was good. It was all in. There was two tactics there. I could either have took it on the chin, which I did, or
punched
run
him
up
on
and
the
kicked
chin.
Him in the balls.
Yeah.
I think he did well.
He did.
You did. You can't try and outwit.
No, he's quite a good. Like he's
that.
Quite good in the comedy stakes and entertaining a crowd.
He is not that tall.
No, he's not.
That's a bit
tall.
Rich coming from him.
Yeah. I thought he was much taller, but he's not that tall. I had to keep Susie Perry's win under my hat because I was in the same table as her. She kept pestering me.
Gadget Personality of the Year.
Mm.
Jimmy Carr looks like... You know, sometimes in films you have ventriloquist dummies, you know, in horror films, and they take over their... yeah, like that kind of thing. Jimmy Carr looks like that.
And he's that size?
Yeah, and he's got that kind of charming personality as well.
Okay, what about the winners? Standout ones for you?
I think it's meant to be by standout. I mean... A lot. I don't think there are any sort of massive shocks.
Hmm. I think the Cambridge Audio beating like the iPod Touch.
Yeah, that was quite a surprise.
Alienware beating the big three consoles.
Yeah, the small guys were. Yeah,
yeah. I don't know how that happened. But I mean, the Alienware is a nice machine, but I mean, better than the PS3 this year. But there's no accounting for taste, but you know.
Yeah, but the PS3 has been around. Alienware's managed to squeeze just an awesome laptop into 11 inches, which is extraordinary.
I suppose so. I thought the general consensus was that PC gaming was pretty much dead on its feet, but obviously not.
Mm.
It's back.
It's alive.
Actually, I'll tell you what was a high point. Was we met, you know, we were talking about this last week. in a kind of, oh shit, we haven't notified anybody kind of way.
Yeah.
The readers of the winners vote.
Yes.
Yeah, got to meet Lord Otter, who's actually called Henry.
Oh, well, hold on. So Lord Otter did...
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic.
On stage as well.
Yeah.
To present an award.
Got to give out an award. Yeah, no, he's really nice.
I'm so, you know, I'm really gutted. I mean, you know where I was? I was in the vet hospital with my greyhound.
Being spayed.
This is what...
and the greyhound as well.
Wait. No, she had a this sounds ridiculous. A nosebleed. She's got high blood pressure.
That is the worst excuse for not being at a... You just didn't fancy it, did you, Dan?
No, honestly, after 2 hours, I'm like, I've got to take it to the vet.
My dog's got a nosebleed.
Yeah.
How does it smell?
Terrible.
Like the stench of failure.
So, so I didn't get back from there till God knows when.
Ho-hum. Well, Lord Otter's very nice anyway. And also...
Did you meet Beef Queen? Was Beef Queen there?
No, he wasn't there. Terry...
Oh, God. So we still haven't had the Lord Otter Beef Queen?
No.
Sadly not.
Mariage.
I met Terry, who does the, what was it called? The Bro Show podcast.
Ah, yes.
He's hilarious. He's like, I think he's from Essex.
The Bro Show podcast, which is like, we said it's exactly like our podcast, but about five times as long.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, there we go.
And done by considerably younger people. Yeah, no, he's really nice. He's just like in this really nice suit, but he's got like Elton John's hair.
Excellent.
And he's so massively enthusiastic. And then there was another lad called Dave, who I didn't really get to talk to, but he seemed very nice as well.
Oh, good.
It's always good to meet the readers, especially when they turn out not to be awful.
Well done for them for winning the competition.
Excellent. Good stuff.
And
sorry we let you know so late.
Probably one of the biggest things with me was Stephen Fry.
He was there as well.
Yeah.
Did you hear Stephen Fry's comments on the iPad?
Yeah.
On basically how all tech journalists, well, all the ones who slated it, just got it completely wrong, was in his opinion. This is what he had to say.
Everyone was saying, oh dear, Apple are really blowing it this time. They have no idea. It's just a big iPhone, they kept saying, which is about as sensible as going into someone's garden, seeing a swimming pool and say, oh, it's just a big bath. You know, it's just so dumb.
Clear proof, I think, that Stephen Fry listens to the T3 podcast, because that's exactly what we said about it.
I said they're going, yep. Shameful what they said about that.
But he had a good session up on stage.
Yeah.
About 15 minutes chatting to the industry, and then he brandished a white iPhone.
He did. The only one in Europe.
Yeah. Mm. I heard he got direct from Mr. Ive.
People who aren't into their tech, I don't think realise just how big Stephen Fry is in the tech world.
I know.
He's a giant. He's a giant of a man to start with anyway.
Yeah, I'm glad that I didn't have to present the awards with him. It would have been like the Crankies.
My arm was hitting because I had to hold the mic up to his mouth.
Just on a completely unrelated matter, the world's shortest man officially turned 18 this week, so he's now become the world's shortest man. Do you know how short he is?
Why are you bringing this up?
Because you were talking about short men.
I don't know how short he was, but yeah, I know that. Because he was the world's shortest child, and now he's the world's shortest man.
He's 22 inches.
There we are. Perhaps we could get him to host it next year.
Maybe.
And Luke can make the jokes. Giant.
Yeah, and make Luke look huge.
The other thing was, you were standing absolutely miles away from Jimmy Carr. Was that some sort of contractual stipulation that he just wouldn't? He didn't want to be near any normal people?
No, he was in my rider.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I thought maybe it was like a foreshortening thing or something, so that one or both of you would appear taller or shorter, depending on where you were sat.
Because
you were like, it was a good, like, about 50 yards away from...
It's about 15 metres, because that's how big the screen was.
Yeah, because it was a massive screen. You were sort of either end of the screen.
Yeah. Perspective thing.
Dougal, this cow is near.
Unbelievably difficult to take a photograph of both of you at once. You need the panorama mode on one of those Sony cameras.
The awards was that big.
Okay, let's deal with the big one. Gadget of the year.
Oh, I thought you were going to say camcorder of the year. Yeah, well, it was the iPad, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that inevitable, do you think?
I think shoe-in is the expression, isn't it?
Yeah, it pretty much swept the board. It was the unanimous, was it?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. I mean...
Which, let's face it, when we first got wind of the iPad, it was not a shoe-in, was it? Because we were still all a bit...
Yeah.
What's it for?
Yeah, I still am. I'm still of the opinion that it's...
well, okay, so you...
It doesn't really do a great
deal.
But
you don't own an iPad, do you?
No, exactly.
Okay, right. I don't own an iPad either, and I'm still a bit like, well, what would I use it for?
But it's the only like really new thing that's come out this year, so it's a shoe-in in that respect.
But when I was in the office just the other day, you were discussing that basically, once you own one...
Yeah. It is true. Once you own one, you
it all becomes clear.
It all becomes clear.
Most of the people I know who own one are kind of not of that opinion, I've got to say.
It's so easy, especially to browse, because I browse a lot of the internet.
Yeah.
Like when I'm sitting watching TV and the adverts come on, I just want to amuse myself for 3 minutes because I've got such a short attention span.
Who was it you were chatting with? They were sort of saying basically they use it for the internet a bit, but mainly they use it so they're watching telly or something and they'll have their Facebook and their Twitter and all that, and they use it for social networking.
But I use my phone for that. It's fine for.
But I think it's a nice experience. There's using a lot, the iPad.
It's much better browsing on the iPad, yeah. But I don't know about tweeting and things. I mean,
it's because it's a bigger screen. The apps such as like TweetDeck and stuff, I think work a bit better on the iPad. There's a lot of stuff I've got at home that bring out, like Sonos. They've brought out their app for it now, and that works really well. It's a better experience.
And
than
of
on
course,
the
T3 magazine,
which is
indeed.
That's the killer app.
The killer app, which is available today.
There we go. It's available now. We've had some really good reception about that. We'll get to that in the tweets. But okay, so iPad gadget of the year. What was tech brand?
HTC.
Again?
I don't know how to say HTC. People keep on shouting at me for saying it wrong.
How are you meant to say
it? On YouTube, I say HTC and apparently it's like HTC.
People get hung up on H and
just
H.
Just say high-tech company.
What is HTC? Is that what it stands for?
Yeah.
Isn't it something like Hawaii Technology Corporation?
No, Hawaii is something else.
Is it?
I thought it was something to do with the guy who set it up, though. Isn't he called Johnny Hung or something? Or was he a porn star?
That would, would sound slightly that way.
I thought it was called Hyde.
That's what they tell Western Maybe journalists. It's like, you will not believe what we told them. They went away and printed it and everything.
The guy that set it up was Peter Chow.
Oh, was he? Oh, you're right. Oh, okay, who's Johnny Hung? He is a porn star.
Who is Johnny Hung Dunk?
Once again, I've done my research quite magnificently.
Excellent. Right. Well, you can see all the winners at awards.t3.com, and on t3.com there is all the awards videos, the night, the winners, the reactions. Stephen Fry, who is excellent, so go and check him out.
And on the iPad.
And you can what?
You can watch the videos on the iPad.
Oh,
the
there we are. Yeah, yeah. Use your iPad constructively for something.
We've stopped using Flash.
No.
Yeah, on the iPad.
On the iPad edition.
Yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, thank you also to all of those who voted. There is, though, so much more to get through. So let me say, here is the news. PlayStation Move is moving. It sold a mighty 1.5 million units in Europe alone since its launch on the 15th of September. Sony Europe's gaming chief, Andrew House, says that's so far in excess of his initial plan. That makes no sense. I just read that. That they'll probably be looking at accelerating production.
But Microsoft needn't fear. Game is reporting that it has completely sold out of its initial allocation of Kinect, due to go on sale on the 10th of November. And they're not alone. Amazon and Play.com have also filled their pre-order books.
Attention, Skype fans. Skype 5 officially launched with Facebook integration, adding a whole new social aspect to the VoIP service. Users can now import contacts direct from their Facebook phone book. Try saying that after a few. And call them at the touch of a button.
Skype's brushed aside privacy concerns sparked by Facebook's iPhone app, which showed users the number of people they had never met. Skype's Mike Bartlett says, "It's not something we're worried about," adding, "We've always been pretty conservative when it comes to privacy issues."
Speculations brewing about the next lineup of Macs. Apple is set to hold a Back to the Mac event on 20th of October as it looks to shift the focus away from iOS and on to its killer computers.
Meanwhile, Greater Manchester Police have been shifting the focus onto their 999 calls. They tweeted every call received over 24 hours this week. The best one, a 999 call to ask the police about their Twitter day. Brilliant.
Yes.
I can't believe they did that.
That's just superb. I was watching them come through.
My favourite one was reports of dustbins moved in Droylsden.
There was a lot like that. There was also a good one about a woman concerned about a man holding a baby over a motorway bridge, which turned out to be a man carrying his dog over a motorway bridge who was scared of bridges. The dog was scared of bridges.
Did it get a nosebleed?
Could have got a nosebleed, yeah, high altitude like that.
I thought it was really interesting. Because I think it was to make the point that a lot of calls the police get are ridiculous.
Their point was that it's not all about, like, you know, chasing robbers and stuff. Although there were plenty of those.
There were a few of those as well. Yeah.
I was surprised by how many there were, having them, because they'd initially said, this is to show that it's not all about theft and stuff. But
sometimes dustbins move in Droylsden.
Exactly. It was about all the annoying stuff they had.
Where the hell is Droylsden?
It's got a great. It's obviously in the north with a name like that.
Well, it's in Greater Manchester.
Is it near Nantwich?
It's not a million miles from Nantwich. Nantwich is in Cheshire.
Is it near Lytham St Annes? Or
Lytham?
Are you just randomly naming places?
I'm just saying names
in
funny,
the vicinity of Manchester.
Fernhead.
Good. Excellent. Excellent. Thank you, one and all, for those. Yes. Well done, Greater Manchester Police, for that. Very, very interesting. Tweets first.
Slick.
Yeah, thanks. Which means Duncan first. What have people been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM?
Well, on the announcement of Quad HD, which is the next generation of HD, with four times the resolution, Stun UK, oh, he's quite a regular tweeter, isn't he?
Yeah,
says 2160p, 4 exclamation marks. Is 1080p not good enough? Is that four times the resolution?
It is.
Is that not twice the resolution?
No, if you double one side, then
because it's squared.
Yeah, exactly. You see.
No, hang on.
Why 720 is 1080, right?
No, but 2160 is the number of pixels.
It is the number of lines. So that's the number of one side. You see.
I think I get that.
Back to TV school for you, Dunk.
Anyway.
I think so.
While Sman Rules, what an excellent name, just tweets, holy cow.
Well, to the point.
On the same subject?
Yes, on the same subject. Luke.
I've got one. On the news of yet another delay for Gran Turismo 5, the real Rizzo Rat writes, GT5 has got a lot to live up to, as it's been delayed again. Are we ever going to see this title?
I'm beginning to wonder.
Can I just interject here?
You can.
Before your tweet, Ree. We had a call yesterday from Sony, and it looks like, it's not 100% confirmed, but check back on our Twitter feed, that we're going to have the first public showing of GT5 in 3D at Selfridges next Thursday.
For the big
VIP reader event next Thursday the 21st. It's looking like we're going to have GT5 in 3D to show off to anyone that wants to come.
Is there still time for people to get in on that? Is it limited to the first
300? First 500 in.
First 500, okay.
Do you have to get tickets in advance, or just turn up?
You have to register your name. I think all details are available on t3.com.
Okay.
Or tweet.
And it's 10% off everything electrical.
Practically everything electrical.
In Selfridges.
In their technology. Yeah.
And you have to have the
areas.
Card,
yeah, so you have to buy this month's issue, which came out.
Bring the magazine with you. Turn up. No, be
you
one of the first
card
to
with
turn
you.
Up. The card from the magazine.
Reward card.
Got it.
And you can get up to 10% off most of the tech in there.
Awesome. It's like kid in sweet shop moment, really, isn't it?
Did you see the tweet about that? No, not everybody was happy about it.
Oh, some people said Selfridges.
It was a brilliant
one. There's only four of them.
The guy was absolutely apoplectic. It was like, what is it? It's a load of overpriced crap, and there's only four of them. What a load of shit. Thanks very much. Thanks for your input, sir. Yeah,
lovely. We'll be seeing you there. Ree.
Yeah.
Go and move some dustbins around in drawers, don't
you? There's been a warm reception. I don't like that phrase.
Warm.
Yeah, a warm reception for the T3 iPad edition. Chessman UK says, the iPad edition of T3 is the benchmark for digital magazines. I'm hoping other publications are taking notes. Well done, everyone at T3.
That's a lovely tweet, isn't it?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Is that you?
How much did we pay, Chessman?
I don't play chess.
He wasn't the only one. Bebek Listerik. tweets, don't even have an iPad yet, saving myself for 2.0, but your app just made the wait harder, you see. And Sausage Snaffler, wonderful name, says, it's tremendous, well done, if you've got an iPad, get it.
Yep.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
So we weren't lying last week, it was good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even you, as you said, even you were impressed by it, so
even I was
that
impressed
kind
by
of
it.
Says something. Right, Gadget of the Week time. Ree, what have you got?
Dan said mine has to be really short today.
That was very delayed, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. My Gadget of the Week. So I've got a Henry Holland BlackBerry case.
The best feature of the Henry Holland BlackBerry case is...
it's got a picture of an ear on the
it's
back.
It's got a picture of an ear on the back.
And the best bit is, it's called Ear Me Now.
Ear Me Now.
Oh, my God.
But it's for a BlackBerry?
Yeah.
I suppose you can play music on a BlackBerry.
Mm. Excellent.
Sort of works.
Is it only for BlackBerry? Do they make other
Ear Me Now
cases?
No, it's just for BlackBerry.
Extraordinary.
Is it for a specific what? Specific
BlackBerry
model?
Tortured it.
Right, okay.
Good.
So just for the torch.
If you want a case for your BlackBerry Torch
and
you really want an ear on it.
£20.
Yeah. If you like ears and you like BlackBerries.
BlackBerry Torches.
The Henry
it's
Holland.
Quite good. I like it.
Here we go. It's, case
it's
is the one for you.
On it.
Is
anyway.
It here we go? Hear me now.
It's in my for here section.
Good. More on t3.com. Now, the new T3 is out. It's in your hands, isn't it, Duncan?
Yeah, it is. This is the there's two versions of this. Ooh. But one version you'll never be able to see if you're a normal person because they were only given out at the awards. Yes.
But this has it got all the awards in?
Yeah, of course. Oh, it's the awards issue and it comes in a lovely case, a lovely sort of card envelope.
Wallet.
The mini edition comes in a card envelope as well, which I don't think we've done before.
That's
and
cute.
It's just a beautiful package, basically.
But more specifically...
you can put the big one next to the little one, and it's a bit like Jimmy and Luke all over again, only with a picture of a woman bursting out of the cupboard.
More specifically, inside, as well as the awards, Paradise Lost.
There's all sorts of stuff.
Yes.
But
we'll have to explain this.
We're going to talk about this. Well, it's we do these features every month, and they're usually written by Chris, who regular listeners to the podcast may remember used to be on it sometimes.
That man is dead to me now.
And then he left us and moved to America. But he still, we still let him write for T3 because we're nice like that. And he writes these really good pieces every month. And this one is about, basically it's about the crap side of tech.
Oh.
Subject dear to my heart. And this one is about simple pleasures that we used to have in life that basically tech has solved. Or for want of a better word, ruined.
Like making a mixtape.
Making a mixtape in at number 6. Which basically, you know, goes through how you make a mixtape, or used to make a mixtape, which was start of a belter, take an up notch, have a few slow ones, then some classics. And of course, now what you do is you pick one tune in iTunes.
Has that just been
press the genius button.
I've
made you this mix, darling.
Has that just been Nick from High Fidelity, that how to make a mixtape?
Has it? Oh. Right. Well, in that
know.
Case, so I'm going to rescind Chris's fee for this one. But no, I think he wrote it.
It is from High Fidelity.
Yeah, there you go.
Bastard. Right. Well, he caught me out. Yeah, and things like, you know, games, you didn't used to be able to save them every 3 bloody seconds or have a respawn.
You just had to play through. Or if, like, you'd leave it on pause with it still on, and then, like, your mum would do the hoovering and unplug the NES.
Oh, if you left it on overnight, as we say here, the alternative was to leave the console on all night, potentially burning down your house, as you should never leave appliances on overnight, as we all used to know as kids.
But absolutely.
But now you leave everything on, don't you?
Yeah.
Unless you've got an IntelliPlug, which won the Green Gadget Awards at the T3 Awards.
Yes.
Because that somehow detects you're on standby and turns it off.
Basically, it's got a little infrared thing of its own. So it detects when you press off, and then it turns everything off.
No, it doesn't.
No, it detects a fall in voltage.
Oh, there's...
it's even cleverer than you might imagine.
I've got the old IntelliPlug.
You plug a master plug into one of the sockets and everything else is connected to that. As soon as you turn what's ever connected to the master socket off, everything else turns off too.
It
turns off your peripherals.
I must have an old IntelliPlug because mine's got a little infrared sensor and it detects when
you press
stuff. You
are so 2007.
I'm so well behind on my IntelliPlug.
Disgust me.
But then things like punctuality, because of course before mobile phones, people just simply had to turn up on time.
Yeah. What did people do before mobile phones? They made plans and stuck to them.
Yep. I think the biggest thing is work. It's just increased everyone's pain at work because of email
work all the time,
and having to make iPad editions.
When I
have websites.
When I first started in journalism, there was a guy who was the news editor for the magazine I was on, and he had to go to the library to research technology.
Brilliant.
What would you do now?
That's mad. And Wikipedia. Also work when you have to. It's expected instant now, isn't it? You have to get news up instantly.
Not like the old days.
We yearn.
Well, we still work
days.
In a monthly magazine, so I don't have that much to do with the web. So I'm still living in the past.
Paul Ree on teether.com.
Yeah, websites and that.
Got to be done in an instant. Okay, so what, there are 10, are there, in all?
There are 10, and they're all absolutely spot on. So read all 10, and your life will be better.
Okay, all right. And there's much more to be found in the new T3 on the shelves. And also, of course, on your iPad. Yeah.
Yes, because this is I think somebody was actually asking on Twitter, is it the same, is it completely synced with the magazine? And the answer to that is yes.
Everything is in the magazine.
But I would still recommend that you subscribe to the magazine and the iPad, just to be on the safe side.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
The big difference is that there's more content in the iPad versions. There's enhanced content with things we can do in the iPad that we can't do in the magazine.
You get more.
Multimedia stuff.
And as we established last week, for 26 pence less.
Yes. You'd be a fool to. But keep the paper one just to look nice on your coffee table.
Yeah, why not? Why not?
The package is amazing.
Awesome. Okay, well, that is about it for this week. Remember, you can find all the latest on T3.com. T3 is on the shelves and on your iPad. And we're on iTunes every Friday. So till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.